You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Well, the icon, the legend, the queen of rock and roll, the one and only Tina Turner has passed away. Now, this was after an extended illness. The illness was undisclosed. Miss Tina was 83 years old. Angela Bassett paid tribute to the late Tina Turner, whom she portrayed, of course, in the 1993 movie What's Love Got to Do with It? Angela said in part, quote, "How do we say farewell to a woman who owned her pain and trauma and used it as a means to help change the world? Through her courage in telling her story, her commitment to stay the course in her life, no matter the sacrifice, and her determination to carve out a space in rock and roll for herself and for others who look like her." Other stars have paid tribute to the late, great Tina Turner. Of course, Oprah, who was her friend, Ringo Starr, one of the Beatles, Elton John, Jennifer Hudson, Mariah Carey, Diana Ross, Alicia Keys, Rod Stewart, Mick Jagger, and of course, Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
True legend. True, mm-hmm. true legend.
Yeah.
That was really, that was a shocker. Yesterday, I found out while I was working. Guy came out on stage and told me on a commercial break. Mm. And he said it to me, whispered, and I repeated it, but I had my mic on in front of the audience. Mm-hmm. And they just gasped, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then after that, the whole thing started. They got all these lists out about the top 50 iconic female voices, the top 30 best females who changed the music. And Tina Turner's on all those lists.
Yeah, mm. yeah.
Just
yeah.
all of the lists, you know.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when things like this happen, you know, we all start saying things. Now, I never met her. I never had the opportunity to meet her ever before. Uh-huh. It's just, she just had one of those careers. I think what happened, similar to what Angela Bassett was saying, was her walk, her life story was such an inspiration to so many, you know, who come from the bottom or who go yeah. through hard times, tribulations, and still somehow by the grace of God make it.
Mm-hmm.
I think she had one of those types of lives that was a testimony to That's grit right. and faith and mm-hmm. endurance and uplift and perseverance and mm-hmm. You know, I just think it was one of those types of lives, man.
Yeah, she broke so many barriers, Steve. From age, you know, she was doing rock and roll when she came up. Then, you know, they were saying that she was doing R&B when she came up. Then they were saying she aged out, you know, but then she wanted to prove that she could not only do R&B, but she could also do rock and roll. You know, she had so many doors closed in her face, but she persevered. I mean, even after what she had gone through with Ike, and she persevered. Then she wanted to break into movies. She was able to do that. I mean, just on and on. What a testament her life is for never giving up and to, you know, just to continue going in spite of everything. Just keep it moving. And that's what she did.
And inspired so many people. I mean, you look at Beyonce today on stage. If she, the way she performs does not remind you of Tina Turner all the way.
Yeah.
All the way.
Legs and
all. Concerts.
Hair.
Tina Turner's concerts. So many people at her concerts.
I've seen so many Tina Turner concerts live.
Have you, Shirley?
Yes. Oh, yes. 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 So many of them. The energy, the beauty.
From Nutbush, Tennessee. Good God.
Absolutely. Lyrics, man. Mm-hmm. Lyrics of the songs.
Just everything about her, everything. Her iconic legs. I mean, who had those legs? Those legs.
What's your favorite though? Proud Mary. What's your
Proud
favorite?
Mary all day. Proud Mary.
Steve, what's your favorite? Of course, my favorite is What's Love Got to Do With It.
What's Love Got to Do With It? Something like that.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite song. You know, it was just crazy the way she worked. Her work ethic. I mean, what she endured. It's just one of them stories, man. It's a Cinderella story, but this Cinderella story was racked with pain, and it was a public pain too.
Yeah,
and I mean, it was well documented and known what was happening to this woman. You know, in her personal life. And again, you know, we get in the mix like this was in a week. This was Jim Brown. You know, a lot wasn't said about the passing of Jim Brown. But, you know, if you're from Cleveland and or if you're really a real football fan, you understood what the passing of Jim Brown meant, man. Mm-hmm. And, just in terms of social justice and what he did for black people. And how he stood up as an athlete, how he threw all caution to the wind, how they, him, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell, and everybody went to the aid of Muhammad Ali when he decided not to be inducted, when he refused to fight in the Vietnam War, how they all rallied around him. Jim was there. Jim was there before that. And so, you know, This week right here is, you know, losing two icons in a week is tough. But because they were so much older, you know, as opposed to a Kobe passing or something like that, you know, it just didn't get the social media. Now, Tina's getting social media a lot of accolades, you know, but sometimes this younger generation just doesn't really know.
Yeah, they don't know.
The impact.
The implications and the impact that some of these people had that made it even possible for your new stars to survive, thrive, and do the things they do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, has passed away. What a shocker this was. Miss Tina was 83 years old. Steve, her concerts were amazing. Former President Barack Obama said that Tina Turner was raw, she was powerful, she was unstoppable, and she was unapologetically herself, speaking and singing her truth through joy and pain, triumph and tragedy. Today, we join fans around the world in honoring the queen of rock and roll. And that's so true. She was global. And they're calling her story one of the greatest, or the greatest, comeback story in the history of music because of what she endured and how she came back and got, it was on top of not just the United States, but the world.
Mm-hmm.
The great.
I remember
Tina
seeing
Turner.
Her as a kid, seeing her on the Johnny Carson show. She was major, man.
And she choreographed those dance moves that she did with the I-Cats.
The
and
shoulders.
All of that.
The
yes.
Shoulders.
Well, ain't nobody else know how to do it.
I mean, mm-hmm.
And had nobody done it before, so they was mm-hmm. just. It had to be her, you know.
I was reading on TMZ, they were saying that back in March, she talked about her health and mm-hmm. not taking better care of herself when it came to issues with her kidney, and that she mm-hmm. should have taken medication more regular, mm-hmm. you know, to help with high blood pressure, you know, mm-hmm. the chronic diseases that set in as you mm-hmm. age, high cholesterol.
Yeah, whenever we lose somebody, there's mm-hmm. lessons to be learned, even in mm-hmm. loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I often say behind every moment of adversity, there's a lesson and a blessing. You know, and I mean, we should take the time out, just like they do at most funerals, to remind people that those of us that are still here, that we got to be mindful that we're on that same path.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
you know, man, you can quicken the trip, you can worsen the trip, or you can lengthen the trip, or you can smooth out the trip with the decisions that we make. And a lot of these issues we have in our health issues, and it's sad to hear when a person says, I should have took better care of myself. I should have been a little bit more mindful of my medicine schedule. I should have watched what I eat. And I think that all of us, you know, have something to learn from that statement right there. Mm-hmm. I wish I had it, because I don't want to wait until I can't do anything about my health, you know.
Yeah.
We can all get on the health and wellness journey no matter where you are right now. If you're still here, you have a chance to do something. Mm-hmm. You know,
true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm.
If you get a chance to, please watch the documentary I, Tina. It's on Netflix. It's out there. It's streaming.
And all morning long, we are playing uh-huh. Tina Turner music.
All right. Coming up, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show as we celebrate the life of Tina Turner right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.